welcome, adventurers, to a realm where imagination knows no bounds, and the fate of kingdoms hangs in the balance. Gather round as we embark on an epic journey through the realms of Dungeons & Dragons, where heroes are forged and legends are born. Join us as we delve deep into dungeons teeming with danger, traverse ancient forests alive with magic, and confront the darkest evils threatening the land. With each roll of the dice, the story unfolds, shaped by the decisions of our intrepid band of adventurers. Guided by a master storyteller and wielders of the dice, our adventurers will face challenges both fearsome and fantastical. Will they emerge triumphant? Or will they fall to the perils that lurk in the shadows? So grab your sword, ready your spells, and prepare for an unforgettable journey into the heart of adventure. Welcome to the Mystic Syndicates, a Princess of Selene, a Dungeons & Dragons stream, where the only limit is your imagination.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the Mystic Syndicate, and I am your Dungeon Master, Brian. And once again, we are here with another D&D live stream. This evening, though, we have different characters. We have different players with us. We have a completely brand new group of people with us. And so without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to them so they can introduce themselves. We'll take it from the top, I suppose.
All right. Well, I'm Tobias, otherwise known as Toby Wildseed, a Kender from Kryn who happens to find himself in Greyhawk through mysterious circumstances. Rust.
What? Who's me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Take it away.
My name's Rust. This is my wife, Melinda. Yes, I can. That's what the live stream is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm playing a human wizard. And, yeah, I know. It's kind of bland. All that good stuff. But he's from the Viking area of Greyhawk. So that works out. And my lovely wife, Melinda.
I'm Melinda, and I'm playing Grinna Babbleboots, a gnomon ranger. And I don't really have a story yet.
She's the Gnome Ranger.
Gnome.
I do. I should have gotten a dog.
There's always time.
Pav, you're next.
I'm Mike Gano. I'm playing Kellex Arkel Zelenin. I am a paladin, first time playing one, of with the following the deity Heronius.
He's in time.
I think that's pronounced right.
Yep. Close enough.
Right. And I'm also Mike, like half the people from our generation, and I'm playing Kiffy Blackhammer, a dwarven cleric of Fortubo. I'm from the Lortmill Mountains.
Okay.
All right. I'm Glenn. I'm playing Timble Sniven Blaven. He is a gnome artist.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why I'm in the middle of this battlefield.
Well, as I'm sure most of you or many of you may be asking, why is it session two? Okay, so session one, we broke into the game, but there was kind of a thought process that we may want to eventually stream this. And so with a combination of Ed and myself, we sat down and he sent me some interesting links. And so I immediately grabbed them and put them to good use. And so that's why we're streaming. So I'm going to catch everybody up with what happened in session one. The situation that our players found themselves in was that they were on the field of battle just a little bit south of the city of Thornward, which is in the northern reaches of the March of Bissell. From there, their armies that they were attached to had been routed, and they were forced to retreat after a lengthy battle between a squad of Ket warriors and two hill giants, which it got kind of hairy there for a little bit, if I remember quite right, where we actually had two of our intrepid adventurers almost dispatched. But luckily for them, they were able to persevere and find a way off the battlefield. They are right now actually in retreat, heading back to the south towards more hospitable climes. But from what I remember, there was a sort of a consensus about you all sort of splitting and not going back with the rest of the army, but maybe taking a quick jog to the east towards the borderlands with Valuna. Which is interesting, because as I was thinking about this and I was kind of going over in my mind, I said you have three characters in your company that would probably not do well or would not find that a good option. And I'm going to explain why. Number one, the Paladin, being a member of this military organization and also an officer, probably would not want to deviate from the course. Glenna, also a ranking non-commissioned officer in this military organization of Bissell, also probably would be a little apprehensive about sort of going AWOL. And then last but not least, you have the cleric, whose uncle is actually the captain of the guard of the capital city of Bissell. And while he is not actually a member of the military, his family and your honor would probably be kind of questioned. So I want you all to kind of think about these things while
I'd like to address that, if I may.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good. Yeah, please do.
Timble and I made the decision to take a left.
Yes.
There was no communication between the rest of the party. It's he and I going, they're going the wrong way. They're going.
And I do believe it's the middle of the night, and I have the reins to the wagon.
That is true.
We took a left. So,
yep.
Fait accompli.
I'm pretty sure I was passed out.
Right. Okay. So, but I just wanted to point that out that there may be some repercussions. You just never quite sure. Okay.
For the paladin, he's gonna wake up and go, "Where the hell are we?" And we're gonna say, "We're here." And he's going to say, why? And we're going to say, because you were asleep and we made a command decision.
The road was clear this way.
Oh man, yeah. Uncle Angus is going to be pissed.
Okay. Well,
out of curiosity, what does Melda say? We do have an NPC with us as well.
Well,
Melda.
Is she injured?
Oh yeah.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she is quite.
I would probably not be coherent anyway.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, Melda is injured, but knowing the little bit that you do know about her, she was not actually a part of the army of Bissell. She was just someone who kind of stumbled into the fight, seeing that there was a need, and she just kind of jumped into the fray.
So let me ask this real quick. So when we left the battle, we have anybody else with us, or was just our group that were essentially retreating.
No. There was actually a sort of a small caravan of carts that were heading south.
So Kel's first instinct, if once he kind of wakes up, realizes that, you know, getting the wounded and the defenseless away from battle would be the first step.
Yes.
And then kind of reassess once we kind of get away from danger.
Right, exactly.
Well, Toby, being who he is and really not understanding the complex intricacies of Greyhawk at this time, I mean, I haven't seen a Draconian, and so I'm thinking that's a pretty good deal. So to me, I'm just along for the ride at this juncture.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
One last thing. We're using Anna Mayer's map, the Flinnis, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely.
Gotcha. Just want to make sure I had the right one up.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and get that up as well, just so folks at home who are following along with the game will know exactly what we are talking about.
And I will add that my cartwork is heading towards Falls Ford, Falls Ridge, that region, in general.
Okay. Let me get our maps up here so we can show people what's happening. Oh, for a minute there, I was thinking, where am I at? It's like, what's going on with the map? All right. Let's see if I can quickly reproduce this for everybody. I think I should be able to. Okay.
What do you mean you had to have that kid hit? I'm not stupid enough to get in the range.
What? Okay. Hold on 1 minute. Yeah, I just got to create a different sort of thing here for us, folks. Hold on. I just got to do another display capture. So we can add that source, and that is map. Yeah, so if anybody's actually interested in streaming and learning how to put all this stuff together, I'll be happy to help you down the road. If that is what you particularly would like to do, It can be a little weird, but it is pretty cool once you get into it. Let me just drop the map below. Where am I looking at? Hold on.
Yeah, you had it right on Bissell. Good deal.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
I tried. Okay, so let me put that right above the roll 20. Okay, let me just shrink it down here a little bit so it looks pretty. Look at that. Look at that. Trying to make it look pretty.
Where is this link at?
The link?
I'll send it to you, Alan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me just shrink this just a little bit more. Thank you guys for your patience. All right. Okay, so there we go. So now, if I want to, all I have to do is just do that to go back to our splash screen. All right. Yeah, so for right now, we are... Here is Thornward right here. You guys were heading down this road towards the city of Thar. And probably a little bit before you actually get to the town, you're going to end up going off on this side road more towards this region of the map. But you will end up going through at least one more pretty good-sized town inside of the barony of Bandalar. So, at least you got... Unless you kind of get a general idea of where you're heading. All right. So as you start to sort of veer to the left away from this convoy in the darkness, it doesn't seem that too many people noticed your departure, as it is a very dark moon, sort of a, you do have a full moon, but so many people are so, the ones who are in the carts, most of them are hurt or are incapacitated and have passed out. And a lot of the Teamsters who are running the, actually operating or driving the carts, most of them are almost kind of asleep, and the horses are really just following along with the lead. And so after a while, the only sound you hear is just the rolling of your cart. And you have two carts with you, because you have a couple of different people, you know, in each cart. And some people you also have are not in your group, but were also soldiers who were just laid out. And a couple of them have... being that this is an army of honorable people, they did try to make sure not to leave anyone behind, and even their dead. So you have one cart in the back that has the dead, and you have a cart that most of you all are riding in is up front with just your crew and some other people. You're not really too sure. And like I said, most of them are incapacitated and asleep. So.
I know Toby's just going to be babbling about how this world is so much different than the world that he's from, being Kryn, and talking about the various races. I keep looking at Kleenex over here. And I'm like, man, is he a Knight of Salamian? Maybe. I mean, he's got nice armor and everything like that. Does he have any embellishments on there, like roses or Pop? What is your armor? Is it embellished? Maybe you're from Kryn too, and I just didn't know it.
No. So from what you see of Kel, not Kleenex, he's got a simple chain shirt. You know, he's got the tunic and the, you know, kind of the cape thing. It's definitely well maintained, but he's definitely, you can tell he's not like I don't want to say like a high level, you know, person, you know, of any kind of significance. You know, he's just a captain in this army. You do notice he does have one little like a brooch on his that's tied his cape together, and it's and now you're gonna make me look here real quick. It's it looks like a hold on for a minute. I almost forgot. It's kind of like it's a symbol. It looks like a fist holding a lightning bolt.
Holding a lightning bolt, man. He must be a heretic. Please continue. By the way, look at those trees. We don't have trees like that in Kryn.
Kel, kind of, now that we're kind of gotten a safe distance from the battlefield, I guess one of the first things he was really going to check is who's in charge? Who's the highest ranking person in this caravan?
I am. I have the reins.
I'm a general. Didn't you know that?
Well, Kel,
I guess this is a go ahead.
So, Kel, after a quick kind of head count and kind of looking around, you do realize that you're the officer in charge, which is kind of. It's kind of mortifying to you for a moment, but then you feel that you are truly up to the task, and you are blessed to have this situation, this possible opportunity placed in your lap.
Opportunity to excel.
Or fail.
I need to be the very
that sounds like it's like work lately.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's a promotion. You're just not getting any extra money for it.
Sounds like work.
So a reward for doing a great job is to get more work.
Exactly.
So you never
want to be getting something
somebody didn't
notice. So I guess Kel's first—he's really trying to think that, you know, what's the first thing you should do? I guess assess who's hurt, what healers we have, and then probably our destination.
Okay.
Taking this way too seriously, Kel.
I'm kind of, we're not growing fast by any means, right? So I can just kind of jump off the cart and kind of check with people.
Right. Yeah. You're able to do that. Yeah. It doesn't take any time at all. The only reason that the cart behind you followed you was because in the darkness, the horse was pretty much just following the cart in front of it. So you have a teamster on the back cart, and you have at least five, unfortunately, deceased in that cart. Your cart is being pretty much operated by, let me make sure I got everybody here. I believe it's, who's operating the cart again?
I am Temple.
Okay, so Temple's operating the cart. The teamster who was operating the cart originally is actually asleep in your cart. So really you're kind of the person leading this caravan at this point, this very small caravan, is Timble. And he's just leading it down the road.
Absolutely.
To the east.
Okay. I look at Timble. Do you know where we're going?
That way.
Do we have our bearings? Do we know? Obviously, I look around. We're going east, but
well, the only bearing that's really pertinent here is the fact that our enemies are behind us.
They're directly to the north of you, and you are heading perpendicular to them to the east. So.
Yes, we split away. They're behind us.
All right. So,
hope.
As long as we're getting the wounded and stuff away, I guess my next objective was just to try to find out wounding and what if we have any healers, you know, even if they know, you know, magic or
is that a holy symbol in your neck
or herbal or something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to look at my sergeant and pass on the duty to find out the wounded and who's hurt.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to find out where we're at.
Okay. So,
we've got a cart of dead people. We should probably, you know, bury them.
In time, but we really need to ensure we get the folks to safety first.
Define safety.
Well, depends on if you're a coward.
Al?
I have no fear.
Al, do you have a moment?
Again?
Said, do you have a moment?
Absolutely.
You really are the one with the medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that Kellex took a treat, I believe, all of him. He might need some medication. He should be resting right now.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. Kel, get back up in the wagon. Chill out. We're gonna try and get you into a better state.
We've got you.
Yeah, we got this. Besides, I'm not a general. I'm actually a captain, a sea captain, which is an 06, which outranks you. So go back to sleep.
We're not at sea. So I guess that's a good question. What is Kel's state right now? I know he was pretty much smushed into the ground by a tree, and I know there was some healing done. So,
right.
Am I still like at one?
I believe you were brought up enough to be able to function, but you are really probably not in the best condition at this point in time. I mean, you can walk around, you are ambulatory, but you probably are very sore and you are badly bruised. If you want to make a perception check, I can give you a little bit of information as you look towards the stars and being able to tell your bearings and where you're heading. So if you want to...
Just a quick question while everybody's making perception checks. If we continued on this through the night in a wagon, would that count as a long rest or do we have to be stationary?
Nope, it would be a long rest because it's not like you were physically actually active and you could sleep in the back of the cart. That's not a problem. The horse is doing all the work.
All right. Well, since Kel's pretty much he's probably, still exhausted like that, he will look to a sergeant to, provide some guidance on what, look to the wounded first. Let's see if we can.
So Kel looks to the stars and goes, "Holy shit, I don't know where the hell I'm at." And then he falls asleep. Not really.
I hate to tell you this, Kleenex, but I know where we are better than you do. I just got here.
Yes, it's, unfortunately, Tobias, you're going to take kind of a loss on this because, again, you are not. I mean, you think you see certain star patterns that look familiar to you, but then as you continue to search the sky, you're finding other patterns which make no sense at all, and you're sitting there kind of scratching your chin going,
So he has disadvantage with an automatic fail.
Yeah. It's like, it's not working. It's not working for you.
This bodes well. Quick question. Am I pre- or post-war, first war in Kryn?
Post.
Post?
Yeah.
I remember when, guys, I remember these stars look weird, and there were these gaps in the stars. Like, there was this constellation called Paladine, and then there was Tachesis, and they both came down. Man, I think this is happening again. There's all these weird stars. This is bad. This is bad.
Everyone, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but Melda sort of just looks at you puzzled, the things that you're talking about, and she just gives you a broad smile, sort of like the smile someone would give a mad person or someone who is going slowly insane and going, "Aw, bless your heart."
You know, we have special places for people.
Well, I have been called special ed, so...
As the stream gets quickly canceled. Okay.
More than ever. Why aren't the walls vertical tonight?
All right. Okay. So, Pav's out.
Yep.
Okay.
We got you guys driving. I guess we try and rack out. And that way, everybody kind of heals up and gets us up to top. That'll count as a long rest.
Right.
If he is sitting on one hit point, he's not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll continue on east for the rest of the night so people can get their long rest. I'm up with Timble because all I need to do is recover spells.
Yeah, you guys didn't take any damage. You and Timble didn't take any damage.
That's
correct?
Right. As I was explaining to Melinda, I don't get close enough to get damaged. Why?
Because you have us to get turn stomped for you.
The short one in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get I'll shoot stomped. Over your head. Oh, boy.
I tried. My legs are short. I couldn't it's get there.
Your legs are so short, Timble.
All right. I guess we'll go through the night.
Okay. So you continue along your way for at least a good 8 hours until you actually see the sun sort of peeking over the horizon to the east. And you find yourself in sort of a sort of a twilight situation when ahead of you, you see, it looks to be a group of soldiers standing in the road, not too far away from you. One is holding a lantern up high so that you do not run them down. So that is interesting. And I'm going to switch you guys over to the map. Okay, and you should see the map, hopefully. If you can't see the map, let me know so I can make sure to turn all the lights on.
I cannot see the map.
Can't see the map? Oh, no.
I'm the human, remember?
Oh, that's
right. I'm not seeing the map either.
That's okay. Do not fret.
I'm the human.
Let's see. Dynamic lighting is on. Daylight mode is on. And we should be good. Let me just turn. How about now? Okay. Okay. What I did is I just turned the dynamic lighting off. That's okay because it is sort of daytime sort of situation. All right. And here's kind of your I got you kind of out of the carts so you can. Kind of see where you're at. Like I said, you got some dead bodies back here. I think where is Temple? Temple is actually going to be up here in that cart. Some of you guys are going to be over here. And I'm going to show people who are following along at home what's happening. And you can see that there is some soldiers blocking the road. I need a perception check from everyone.
And I'm awake, I take it, right?
Oh yes, everybody is up.
Okay.
And you've had a long rest, so you're feeling much better.
Yay!
Being on the edge of death is no fun.
Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who am I missing? Am I missing anyone?
I'm coming. Okay. I got some performance issues here. It's slowly rolling.
That's okay. No problem. So Tobias, as you are kind of peering through the morning haze that is sort of taken over this field and the road, you say, Tobias, hey, those guys look like the guys we were fighting before. And everybody kind of perks up pretty quickly as you see that it is indeed, it looks as though there is a Ket squad ahead of you looking to, they've obviously cut off your route to the east. So your route to the east. So I need everyone to roll initiatives. Let me go ahead and break out my initiative counter. And I need to know what you all are planning on doing.
Oh, if I click a little person.
Yeah, make sure you click on your person before you hit.
I forgot.
That's
my
okay.
19 is beautiful.
It's okay. It's all good. Oh, you're not. You're, oh, no.
Okay.
I can fix it. Don't worry.
Okay, I'd rather take the
19
than the
13.
Yeah. So, yeah, just.
I have the same problem. I didn't click either.
That's okay. Go ahead and click. Just, yeah, go ahead and do it again, and then I'll go in and fix it. It's not a problem. You'll be fine.
I'll take that.
Trust me.
I can take the 19. I don't mind not being first.
You don't mind not being first? Okay, that's good.
No.
Okay, so let me fix people who were in need of being fixed. So Grenna needed to be fixed. Cool. And who else needed to be? I see somebody else was.
That was me. Grenna. But Temple. It's only 1 point difference.
So Temple got a 13. Or no, did you get something else? Oh no, you got an 8. You got 13. I had to go back up further. Okay, 15. Oh. Kind of hurt. Okay, 17. Wow. Okay. Okay, so is everybody good? It looks like everybody's somewhat good, I think. Am I wrong? Because I'm going to start rolling these guys.
Toby's not in there either. I'm sorry. I was trying to hit.
I'm a little clone.
Oh, okay.
I'm debating on the personality of Toby being like Scrappy Doo.
Oh boy.
Let me at him.
Okay. Alrighty. So I'm gonna zoom out a little bit so that we can kind of get an idea of what the field of combat looks like here. And it looks like up front is Timble. Now, Timble, you still have the reins. Is there something that you wanted to do, or are you going to? What do you think?
No, there is something I very much would like to do.
Okay.
With a loud crack of the whip, I expedite the cart down the road.
Okay.
I'm right through.
Charge!
Okay, so you are going to charge. And, okay, I'm going to say that you're able to go.
Well, charge 5,
through. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. Okay, so that's probably going to put you almost off the map. But while this is going on, as you go rumbling past them, I need this guy to make a dexterity savings throw. See how he does. Yes.
When you get a chance, I'm not in the initiative.
Okay. You're not in the initiative? Okay. Did you want to click on your character again and hit the initiative button? And then I'll fix
which
it.
One, what's in the initiative button on this one? What's the initiative button look like here?
It should be on your character sheet.
I just did that. I've hit it twice.
But did you click on your icon first?
Yes. So let me try one more time.
Still didn't work? Ooh. You might need to do a refresh.
Try it one more time.
Okay.
You see me there?
I see you.
You'll take that.
You'll take that. Sure. Okay.
No, all right. That was a 50.
Okay. Before. All right. So, actually, Tobias, I'm going to have you go right behind Timble. Okay. So the this cat soldier is able to roll out of the way, and you all are going to proceed forward past them, about like right there. The other guy is kind of like the Teamster wasn't really quite ready for that, so he is going to not be as quick. Everybody else who is back here in the back, were you all still on the cart or were you off cart?
I rolled off cart.
Okay, so who rolled off cart? Tell me, did Kiffy roll off cart?
I don't think that I would have had time to grasp the situation and roll off. So I'm still on the card, I guess.
Kel, did you roll off card? What's that?
Yeah, I think I would have rolled off card.
Okay.
Or at least jumped off at one point.
Okay, cool. Toby.
Toby would have stayed on the cart because it gives him a height advantage and kind of a launch pattern for his hoop hop.
Okay. Got it. Grenna.
I don't think I would have had enough reaction to him if he took off as fast as he said he did. He's probably still in the cart, too, because I have little legs.
Okay.
Hard to jiggle.
Okay.
So, I think I would have jumped, I don't know. Nah, I'm just trying to think if I would have jumped off the cart, there or what I jumped off as we were going by. I thought that's what you meant. Sorry.
Okay. Where would you put yourself where you believe that you would have dropped off?
So we would have started there and we what dashboard?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. I probably would have at least dropped off there.
Okay. Perfect. Tuck and roll. Yep. Tuck and roll in that chainmail. Ouch. Okay. Sounds painful.
Chain shirt.
Sounds painful.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds brutal. Okay. So very, very good. All right. I need everybody on the cart to make a dexterity savings throw.
Should be my best.
Nothing.
10.
Short leg for the win.
21. Brenna. Okay, so Tobias. Okay, so good. Okay, and Timble, did I get you too? Okay, cool. Okay, so as you are racing forward into this mist and everything, the horses sort of maneuver themselves between, it looks like two rocks have been placed in the road as some sort of roadblock. They get kind of over it, but the cart slams into these things and unfortunately throws Timble and Grenna off of the cart. And
gnomes can't ride carts.
So Grenna, you're kind of thrown off here, and you are going to take 1 point of falling damage. And kind of, you know, crashing, sliding to the ground. Timble, you're going to end up over here, and you are going to take 4 points of damage, unfortunately.
Can I have it? What's a good acrobatic roll?
Give me an acrobatic roll. Damn. Yes. I would say you would definitely be able to half that. Actually, you stick the landing. Just roll with it, and then you're up. And you're like, ah, you know, that sort of...
I meant to do that.
You meant to do it. It was like, you knew the rocks were there. You just kind of went, yeah, I'm good. Toby, you were able to stay in the cart. And so was Kiff. Kippy was also able to stay in the cart, even though you're kind of jostled. You seem okay with it. Tobias, you can go ahead and go, because Timble already went ahead and took his action by driving the cart into the crowd. So what would you like to do?
I have a thought, so I'm going to state what I would like to do, and then I'm going to ask you if this is possible. So out of this, one, I'm going to hoop act the one that's off the back right there. That's my target guy.
Okay. Got it.
Yep. And then would I be able to, if I hit him, can I make an unarmed strike? Does the unarmed strike, because he's a monk, does it have to go at that target, or can I try and grab the reins as a free action using an unarmed strike?
Because
I am kind of like that nimbly kind of guy, you know what I mean? Or do I have to? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, because you're at the back of the cart, you would have. I mean, well, you know what? I'm going to look at it like this. You could go ahead and hit him with the hoopak.
Mm-hmm.
And then take your move. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, because the cart is still actually in motion, make a dexterity savings throw DC 10 and see if you can grab the reins before it slips off and starts dragging on the ground.
Gotcha.
Yes. See how well you do.
All right, let me get my attack ops up here. So, using the sling portion of the hoop hack.
Okay.
14, not that great.
And a 14 will unfortunately not work. Good try, okay. Though. But you can continue on with the rest of your
So after that, you know, he wields his hoopak and then missing. He kind of, well, actually, I'm probably not even looking to see if I hit. Kind of like an initial contact front kind of thing.
Sure.
Attack somebody, and then I'm grabbing the reins because I realize that I'm probably the only one that is capable of this at this juncture. Because, I mean, I'm from Kirin, and these guys aren't. So my dexterity save is a 26.
Okay, so you deftly reach forward, grab the reins, and pull them to you without any... I mean, it's like you realize you missed, but as you do so, you reach out with your other hand, and as the reins are slipping from the seat, you grasp them masterfully and pull them to you.
And in my high-pitched Kinder voice, I say, "And now this is pod racing." And I kind of slap the horses. I'm not whoaing them. I'm actually speeding them up and then trying to turn them around to come back and do another sweep attack.
Okay. All right. So, anything else you want to do?
Nope. I've got control. Make my statement.
Okay.
Look out.
Okay. Let's see. Grenna, you are now off to the side here. You are within actual melee range of two of them. This one right here looks like he is definitely threatening you. You notice another one off to the side. And, of course, you have the one in the rear that sort of dove out of the way to get away from the speeding cart. What would you like to do?
I'm assuming since I got thrown from the cart that I'm on the ground.
Yeah, you're prone, unfortunately.
Yeah, probably. What?
Yeah, he didn't stick the landing like Temple did.
You're short.
The push is high. No, I can't do that. Would it be possible for me to throw a dagger at the guy that's right in front of me?
Yes.
Right here, and then try to roll at the same time into the bushes?
Is it this one that I'm highlighting?
Yes.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Okay. Maybe. Oh, wait, I rolled the wrong thing. Hold on.
That's okay.
That's good damage, though.
It is good damage.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, not
so. Unfortunately, you're not able to pierce his armor.
That's okay. Can I roll away into the bushes?
You can roll away into the bushes. You are heading this direction. Just move your token to where you... Okay, very good. All right. You roll into the bush. Okay. You roll into the bushes.
There you go.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, Yarn, where... I think you were back here.
I'm back here. Yeah.
Yeah, so if...
But I have line of sight.
Do not.
Yes, you do. You can actually put your... You can actually put yourself where on the road you would have bailed out of. I know that was just where I had put you, but okay, that's fine. Okay, and do what you would like to do.
Oh, absolutely. How do I target? All right. See this fellow right here?
I see that fellow right there.
All right. He's about to be on fire.
Fire.
Okay, he's not in the bushes.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so you're using Chromatic Orb?
I am.
Okay.
With fire.
With fire. Okay, and so he takes 8 points of damage. Okay, very good.
And he's on fire.
He is. Okay. Timble, what are you doing?
Hmm.
Oh, wait. Wait. Timble, why do I have you twice up here?
I do not know.
Yeah, you already.
You're just that good.
You already went once. Sorry. Back that truck up. Kiffy, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm not a fan of horses or anything attached to horses, so I'm going to get out of this thing while it's going relatively slow. So I'm just going to bail out the back here.
Jump on Burning Guy.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, that's the plan. I'm not going to jump on him.
Oh, why not?
Set myself on fire.
Flaming dwarves. What can be better?
Yeah. Just give him a little Warhammer to the face and see how he feels about that.
Okay.
Well, we're not horrors.
Not yet. Let me die and then I'll be one.
Okay, Kiffy with the Warhammer, bringing it to bear, and it does contact and does... are you using a two-handed?
No, I'm using it one-handed. One-handed. So actually, the one-handed damage is more.
Yeah, that's kind of sweet. Very, very nice. And yes, you clobber this guy, and he is gone. He dies.
Yay!
Very good. All right, that was quite good.
For the record, I'm just going to say I'm not happy that my my own personal medic just left.
Well, you shouldn't have stayed on the cart.
There you go. Okay, so next is Kellex.
All right. So Kellex, you know, of course, he's off the cart.
Yep.
He kind of looks over and sees that the, I guess, obviously their leader has fallen. And, you know, he kind of remembers the little bit of the disgrace of, you know, losing a battle. So he tightens his grip on his Warhammer, yells out one of the analects of Heronius, you know, something about, you know, fly into battle with Valorious Fury or something like that. And he charges at this guy right here.
Excellent.
And he attacks. So these 5 foot squares?
5 foot squares.
All right. So he runs up and he attacks.
Awesome.
Three step charge. Yay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why this is taking so long to roll.
Again, you were having performance issues.
Apparently.
I blame Wizards of the Coast.
Well, don't we all?
Yes.
Yes,
we do.
If I were playing a cleric, I could give you an ED treatment.
Holy mackerel. Okay, so I believe that is a natural 20. And so you are going to do full damage on your first on the first one and then roll your damage again. So
all right. I think I rolled the two-handed version.
Okay.
Which I still have my shield up. Hold on, it's taking forever.
It's okay.
Sit again. After my round, I might log off and try to log back in.
Okay. Yeah. It might help.
Seems like the plugin doesn't give you the option of rolling just one.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so I'm
six and another six is where I'm reading this.
Okay, so what is your Okay, so let's take a look. What is the total damage you could do if you maxed out?
Well, if it's double damage, so it'd be
just regular damage.
Oh, so one strike hit. Yep, that'd be 14.
Okay, so you did 14, and then you got rolled again.
My bad. It's plus 4, so it's only 12.
Okay. Right. So
I was reading the hit. Yeah,
that's okay. So and then you rolled again. So which was the 6? I think. The bludgeoning one-handed? Okay, so cool.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so you end up just totally clobbering this guy, and he also goes down in a spray of bone and blood. And very, very good, actually. Okay.
Cool. Can I finish my move?
What would you like to do?
I'm going to run. Can I actually see the other guy behind that bush?
Behind this, that's too tall.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see him.
All right. And I just kind of wait and see what happens next.
Okay, cool. All right, so that warrior is actually going to take a 5-foot step, and he is going to...
And I'll be right back.
Okay. He's actually going to take a shot at Kellex with his bow. Why? Because he can.
Kellex is not here.
While he's not here. Well, how kind of me. And he is in, rolls a 20. Dirty 20. Not a natural 20. So obviously that is going to hit. And you, Kellex, will end up taking 9 points of damage. It's a pretty good shot.
That is a good shot.
That was a good shot. Okay. This one is going to shoot from his location, and he's going to shoot at our friend Toby.
Which one?
This guy over here.
Got it.
Yep. He's going to... Let's see how he does. Oh, that isn't going to do well at all for him, which is good. Let's see. This guy is going to move. He's kind of in a pretty bad location. He's actually going to go here. Okay. And he's actually going to take a shot at Yarn. It's a little bit of a trek, but let's see if I... Actually, yeah, okay. Yeah, you could do it. Yeah, 150 feet. Yeah, he's got more than enough. He takes the shot and fails miserably. Yay. And then this guy here is going to shoot at Kiffy. Kiffy.
Which one shot at me?
This one right here.
All right.
Okay. That was a 13, and he does not hit you, I don't believe, because you have a 16 armor class.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay, so we're back up at the top with Tobias.
Woohoo!
I'm going to dance along the edge of the seat of the wagon.
Okay.
Tobias is he familiar with Teamstery? I don't think I am.
No. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm not a Teamster. So, this looks easy. I'm going to try and sharp turn the cart and go at and try and run over the guy that shot at me.
Okay. You're going to sharp turn the cart.
Yep.
Okay.
So glad it got out.
I'm in character, people. I would never make this mistake in real life.
Sure
you wouldn't. Why would you do that? Okay. So Tobias, high or low on a percentile die?
Well, I would like
High, and I think it's going to be a 58.
Wow, you're calling it out.
Yep.
I'm impressed. You're a brave one. Okay, so here we go. Oh, no.
Brave has nothing to do with it.
I don't know if you guys can, you might be able to see it.
It's a 17.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay, so you end up, yes, which way were you going? Were you going this way with the cart or this way with the cart?
I believe I was shot at by this individual over here. Do you see my ping?
This guy right here.
Yes,
the one who shot at you. So you're turning this way?
Yep, I'm turning crank. What is my intelligence? That's a great question.
That might have played a factor.
You know, Ed, we've been asking that for years.
I have a 0 modifier, so realistically, I'm just mad. And I'm not afraid of anything. So I think I see people driving carts all the time. This is easy. They have carts like this in Crit. I can do this. And I crank the cart over and try and go at that guy.
Okay, so the horse takes a really, really hard right. And as it does so, the hitch that is attached to the sort of the bridle system for the horse comes loose and the cart rolls. So the horse ends up over here. The cart and its occupants, you, Melda, and I think that was the last two people who were in it, end up being thrown out this way. The cart is now overturned, blocking the road, and upside down, trapping Melda under it. I need you to roll a dexterity save.
Can I go for say it'll be the same, but what I was going to say is I'm holding onto the reins. Can I try and, as I see it going and feeling a lurch, I was going to call for an acrobatics check to see if I could make it to the horse and land on it.
Give it a shot.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Okay. So you grasp tightly to the reins, and as the cart turns sideways and flips and rolls, you get sprung, I mean, literally like shot towards the horse, and you actually end up scrabbling up the back of this horse, and now you're on the back of a horse. And you're like, oh shit. As the horse is literally hauling rear end in this direction. That was beautiful.
That was very cool, Ed.
Once again,
golf
when
climb.
It comes to times to be doing something stupid, here comes the 20s. All right, so at this point, I'm going to assume my move rate is controlled by the horse. I've done my action. The guy I'm right here.
Yeah, this one.
I'm going to yell at him. I'm taunting him. Okay. I'm going to say, I'm coming for you. That's let's see. What
do we do? I'm on a gnome's hit list. Oh no.
So I am 14. It's a 15 DC for him to save.
Okay. It is.
Oh, you're back.
Says as he shoots back, he said, "You're the worst gnome I've ever heard of." But then you could come back with, "But at least you've heard of me."
Exactly. Well, yeah. By the way, I'll be like, "I'm not a gnome. I'm a kinder." As I go off the map.
Yeah, as you go, like, we'll put you on the back of the horse. Oh, that was beautiful. I got to say, that was special. That was so special. Okay. Timble, it is your turn.
I'm not allowed to make that joke anymore.
So like bodies on the ground.
Timble's turn.
Yep, yeah. It's Timble's turn.
haven't gone.
Oh, did you not go?
No.
Wait, where are you?
I know I'm short in person and on the game, but come on, really?
I thought you did go.
Oh.
No? I'm sorry, Grinna. Please go.
That's okay. You can make it up to me by giving me really good stats.
Right. I can let you go. Let you go twice.
Nah, I'm good. Well, let me think about that. All right, I'm gonna step out of the bush.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, like, there we go. Okay.
Well, yeah, you did go because you were able. You threw the dagger.
That was the first turn. This is the second round.
Right. Yeah,
I'm the first one. I'm the first one in the second round, Melinda.
Yeah. Temple's the first is the second one, and then you go after Temple.
What?
Yeah, do you see the turn order?
Tobias goes first.
Tobias goes first, then Grim, then
Temple goes.
No.
That's what I have on that's what I have on mine.
Okay, I have
it where well there's 219s.
Okay, okay, now it just changed.
Yeah, do your refresh if you need to. Okay, so yeah, I had Temple first, and Tobias went first, then Temple, then we have Yarn after that, and then Corinna.
Okay, now we're all on the same page.
We're all good. Okay.
You are forgiven.
Oh.
So am I going?
I'm so blessed. Go ahead. So Temple, go. And then, yeah.
I don't either. I don't know.
Who's Temple? Him?
It's Glenn, yeah. I think.
All right. I'm going to... and stealth.
Okay. So, okay. That's... okay, it's an interesting stealth roll. Okay.
That's what my plan is there, and...
Okay.
I don't think I want... Well, I guess I should. No, I'll wait. I'm good.
Okay. Let me just make sure that that's... Okay, yeah, that's definitely good. Okay. Tobias went... Yarn, it's your turn.
Oh.
Yeah, the order changed. It's all good.
Whatever.
We're all fine.
La, 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 la. I have line of sight, yes?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Whee! Firebolt!
16 will hit. And four points of damage. Very nice. I like it. Cool. All right. Grinna!
You're stuck in the bushes.
I'm stuck in the bushes. Now I'm going to take a step out.
Mm-hmm.
To get out of the bushes. I'm going to step back in. Done. Nobody can get me. Alright. The one guy that I tried to throw the dagger at.
This guy here.
Where? Huh? Yes. So I've been able to retrieve my bow in the bushes. I'm gonna aim for him. And that's a nope.
Unfortunately. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Now I'm gonna run away.
Okay.
Run away!
Yay! Okay, Kiffy, it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Let's just step over here. And... let us... heal the tank.
Very good.
What?
Heal the meat shield.
Oh.
Oops, wrong dice. Or wrong spell, sorry. Pay no attention to that. You're not on fire.
His healing light envelops me. And I fall dead.
And turns you to ash. Literally turns you to ash in front of everybody. And you're like, oh, crap.
Can I do that? No.
As somebody screams out, Kiffy's cat. Kiffy's cat. Damn. Okay, so you get 6 hit points back, Kellex. That was beautiful. Very good. Okay. Kellex, what would you like to do?
Well, first I give you a nod of thanks. I'm noticing, and I'm not sure, there's supposed to be 6 of us, right? I'm only seeing 5 of us on the turn order. Is that just me, or is everybody else just see 5?
I see 6 of you.
I don't
see 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's, I think it's Glenn's character, I can't see in the turn order.
Yeah, because I see Timble up front, Tobias next, Yarn, Grenna, Kiffy, and Kellex.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see Timble either, so I don't know. Just
wait. Okay. Hey. As long as the DM sees him and he knows that he's there to be
He's stealth. He's stealth.
All right. So after nodding my thanks to Kiffy, I run toward this soldier here,
okay,
and I attack. Let's see if this works better. That's so much better.
Okay, that'll hit.
Much better.
That'll hit.
All right. And then attack. Ooh, why did it go twice?
I'm not sure why it went twice. That's weird. Okay, so you did 6?
6 points of damage.
Okay, very good. All right. Excellent. Okay, that warrior is going to return in kind, and he is using his longsword. Don't think that hits you. It doesn't look like it would. Nope.
You need a 15.
It does not hit you, so very good.
All right, so I brought up my shield just in time.
Whang! As you hear it bounce off your shield. Next, this one is going to, being that he felt so emboldened or so put off by Tobias's taunt, as Tobias sort of goes flying by him on the horse, he's going to take a shot at him. And I also see how well this works. It may not work at all. That's a 19. I'm going to say that probably will hit, and it will do a total of 7 points of damage. I need you to make a dexterity savings throw, sir.
See if I fall off, or is it animal handling?
Yep. No. Yeah, do the dexterity. Okay. You were actually able to keep a hold of the horse, which is impressive. Okay. So, yeah. There you go. All right. Let's see. That guy went. This guy's going to shoot at Yarn again, because Yarn does seem to be a danger, a clear and present danger. 15, sir?
It's me.
That's you. Okay. Uh-huh. And he is going to take a total of 6 damage.
Oh. Ow. Stop it.
Oh, no. Say it isn't so. Okay, and this one's going to take a shot at Kiffy.
I hope you realize this means war.
I would hope so. And the other one shoots a Kiffy and misses. All right, so we are back up at the top with Temple.
What? Temple or Toby?
Temple.
Temple.
Okay.
I thought Tumble was first, but okay.
Temple? Temple Tumble? Yeah, Timble's first.
Killed that guy yet?
Which guy? Which one are you looking at? If you just click on it and hold down the...
It's the Kel.
This one here? It's not... Yeah, yes. He's not dead yet. No.
I'm not dead yet. It's just a flesh wound.
Oh.
Tis but a scratch. Okay. I think because you are, he's being flanked, I think you get, what is it called? I'm trying to remember what it's called.
With advantage?
I think you get advantage. So, yeah, do that again.
Come on, roll.
Dang you, Wizards of the Coast. Okay, wow. Okay, that's much better. And that is a crit. So go ahead and give me what your one full attack, like if you did one attack, what is the total you could possibly get with pluses, with all your pluses?
With a bonus, so that would be, what is that, 9? Would
okay,
be
so
what I
can... 9 total? Okay, and then so roll your damage one more time.
But that qualifies as a sneak attack?
It does.
Well, and there's the sneak attack die, so 13.
Okay. Very, very good. Okay, so, Kellex, as you're facing off against your opponent in front of you, all of a sudden you see him wince with great pain as he slumps down to his knees. Standing behind him, you see the familiar face of Timble, pulling his dagger out from between this Ket soldier's rib cage, and he just sort of gives you a wry smile as he does so. Very good. Good kill. Okay, so Tobias, you have options. You can either roll a animal handling to stop the horse. You could jump from the horse using an acrobatics and see if you, you know, how you do. Or you can continue to just ride off into the sunset on this horse. It's really your choice.
Well, first, he's going to make an intelligence check.
Okay.
I love putting things to chance.
I like the way that's going.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a spark, okay. A spark of inspiration. It just came to him.
First question would be, did I maintain my hoopak as I jumped on the horse? And I'm going to make an assumption that I didn't.
High or low on a percentile die, sir? Let's leave this to chance.
I love leaving things to chance. I think it's going to be in the 70s.
Okay. Unfortunately, no. So yes, you unfortunately your hoopak was thrown with the cart, and it is laying not too far away from the cart itself. So you are right now without it.
He's weaponless. No, he is the weapon.
I am the weapon. That is right. Well, actually, the horse is the weapon. So I'm going to try animal handling to try and take control of the horse.
Cool. Okay. Let's see how you do. Damn. Okay. So, Tobias.
This is why we keep it around.
Tobias, you are able to bring the horse under your control and bring it to, what would you like to do?
He's going to, you know, I'm all about these hard turns, so he's going to hard turn right and try and run that dude down in front of him.
This guy here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So I'm going to position you to do that. I'm going to say that this is interesting. I've never actually had somebody try to run somebody down with a horse.
The horse has a 60-foot move.
Yeah, which could easily get there. Yeah,
He's got hooves. His attack is hooves.
Okay,
plus five.
Okay, so are you going to stop the horse and have it rear up and smash the guy, or are you just having him run, just ride him through?
I'm going to probably end up riding him through. That's a pretty basic action. I'm not going to do anything crazy. But I am specifically running at him to try and run him over.
Cool. Okay, so he's going to get a dexterity save to see if he can... Because he was shooting at you, which means he is cognizant of what you're doing. And so he is going to get a save. I am going to probably set that at probably a 13. So let's see how he does. An 8. Unfortunately, he did not do well. And so, yes, you are able to, with your horse, able to make a nice little turn. And we're going to say that you end up running him down. And let's see. I'm going to say that this is probably worth a good D12 to see what sort of damage this horse will bring. And that's one hoof. So yeah, you end up running him down and killing him.
Trampling the hell out of him.
Yep. You messed him up pretty badly. And so he is dead. And
I'm going to probably make an assumption that the horse is probably going to carry through the bush, maybe, because he does have move left. I'm not trying to rein him in.
Okay, so I'm going to say that you are going to end up horse and you, not that guy, horse and you are going to end up over here at the end.
Roger that.
Okay, it looks good. It looks very, very nice. Yarn, what would you like to do?
Well, the fellow that I hit with previously, been shooting at, doesn't look like he's on fire now.
This guy right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does not look like he's on fire now.
Wait, which one are we looking at? Yeah, this is the one you're talking about? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So let me make a constitution save for him. Oh, he's on fire, and he is damaged. How much more damage does he take? 7? Nice. That's very good. I am impressed. Okay, what would you like to do, though, for your turn?
Me?
Yeah. Or did you set him on fire again?
I set him on fire again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that works too.
I hit him with a 19 and did 7. And
yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, very good. I like it. Okay. Grenna, what would you like to do?
I'm going to try to hit him again.
Okay.
The one that's on fire.
Okay. Ah! I'm on fire. Like nobody could tell. Yeah.
I give up. I'm going to go home.
Aw.
I give up.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go stay in the bush. I'm going to let the deal with it.
Stay in the bush. Okay, Kiffy, what would you like to do?
Okay, I guess I will get to that guy. So I'll go over here and smack this guy.
Okay.
My hammer out here.
Damn. Okay. So as Kiffy puts this guy's fire out for him with his hammer.
I'm going to put your fire out with the hammer. Yes. Yeah. I like that, Kiffy.
That's pretty much what he did. Damn.
Be sure in the grasslands don't catch on fire.
Yeah. Right. Fire's dangerous. You got to be responsible with that.
Only you.
Okay, Calix, what would you like to do?
So obviously, the person in front of me, he's dead, right? He's gone.
This one?
This guy?
Oh, yes, yes, right, yes, yes. I'm okay. Sorry. Yes, that's right. Temple took him out.
And I can't see this one, right? So I don't know if he's there.
Right, you're not sure.
So as battle was taking place, I did kind of like turn around and run out here a bit. And just stop right there as I see Toby just ride by on a horse.
Right.
It's a little stunned about what's going on. I can't see that guy, so I'm going to assume that the battle's probably over. Unless there's something else going on that gets my attention.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. Okay, so that warrior is actually. Let me make a wisdom save. Okay, so this warrior realizes that the tide has turned, definitely against their squad, and so he needs to figure out, is he going to flee or is he going to surrender? He's going to actually make a run for it. Wow, what about that? So oops. bad choice, kids.
Get with the horse. 30.
All right, so he makes it there. Huh. Okay, that's 30 feet. Okay, so Timble, you can kind of see him, I believe. Which is, I believe that's... Oh, yeah, you have sight. Tobias definitely has sight. Kel, you probably... Do you notice something running away or running off into the distance, but you're not really too sure what it is? Yarn definitely can see it because that's a low bush right here. So
it's still nighttime, right?
No. This is like early morning. It's,
oh, the morning. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can actually see. Yeah, everybody should have sight. So
there's lots of fire.
Yeah, there's fire. You hear the groaning of people who were thrown from the cart. It's kind of a surreal situation that you believe you found yourself in. So Temple, is there anything that you would like to do?
1, 2, 3, and 4. All right.
Okay.
What's the range of a dagger?
Not that. Yeah, let's see, because right now you're 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 feet away.
Somebody need a range of a dagger? Hold on, I got it.
Yeah, let's see if we can find that for you.
No, it's 2060.
Okay. So you can give
That's
it
a hell of a throw at 60 feet.
You can give it a shot. It would be impressive.
Weirder things have happened this evening.
That is true.
Especially when you're rolling the dice.
And Ed, I stand by my statement about being a furry. I just saw that picture you posted. I'm just saying.
Oh no.
Yeah, a little. So.
A 16 will hit. Can you believe that shit? Okay, so he takes 6 points of damage. I am impressed. I am totally impressed. Tobias, it is your turn.
Well, he is within range for me to run him down with the horse. So
that is true.
I'm yelling in a voice very similar to the character from Labyrinth that I posted in the chat. I'm like, "Come back here, you coward! I shall smite thee!" And I'm running him down.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see. He gets a dexterity save. That ain't going to do it. Okay, so the horse catches up to him and runs him over. And boom, boom. And he also is trampled into the dirt and unfortunately has died. He has expired. All right. So we are now officially out of combat. And you can kind of decide what is happening.
Well, Toby reins his horse and trots back over and says, "Did I tell you I'm the best horseman on my world? But I'm not on my world.
Only horseman on that world."
Okay.
As he dismounts, he tosses the reins to the paladin and says, "If you need any lessons, let me know."
Ouch.
Phil chuckles.
Ouch.
Well, let's get the wagon flipped up.
A paladin, not a cavalier.
Come on, guys.
So, Kel's. What's that?
Focus.
Focus. So, Kel's going to.
Kel sticks on the wagon. We need to check on
her. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a round robin real quick. I do my action. What are you doing, Pop? Then you can do yours, Russ.
Yeah, I was going to go check on the driver, I guess, or whoever was in the front, just to see if they're okay.
Okay. So, yeah, you head over to the cart. The cart is completely demolished. It is not, unless you actually take it to... a wheelwright and a cooper, you're not going to get this thing back on the road. It's probably more firewood than anything else.
Men wouldn't help.
Unfortunately, the teamster has passed away in the wreck. Melda is unconscious and dying.
I lay on hands.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll... I mean, is she... I don't know.
You saw.
It's always the elf.
So I'm going to... Yep. Lay on hands.
Okay.
And I'll give her... Restore 5 hit points. No, okay. Hold on. Yeah, or give her... I'll do it twice. So I'll give her 2 hit points. I don't know if that'll bring her back or not.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, you're able to restore her. She's still unconscious, but she is no longer dying, and she does have, you know, but she's taken a pretty good beating over the last 2 days. So, when you get hit by a hill giant and then you get crushed under a cart, it's like, it's been a rough couple of days.
Right. He's saving her, guys.
Next.
I had to destroy the village to save it.
Okay. They'll be fine. Walk it off.
Well, Timble will go and retrieve his dagger.
Okay.
While I'm there, I'm going to check and see if they have any intelligence that might give us information on cat movements. How well funded they are, how well funded they can make me.
I love it. Okay. Yeah, very good. So on the one that you are, you're able to retrieve your dagger, which you pull out of the center of his back. You are able to find 10 gold pieces.
Ooh.
And 15 silver. He does have a satchel which holds, it looks like to just be like your standard field or iron rations. He has a dagger at his hip. He has a longbow, which doesn't have any really special, any special characteristics to it. And he has a longsword, which just seems to be mundane.
I will bring that stuff back over to, I don't know.
Now remember, you still have one more cart that did not get into the fray up here. Log.
You see but that
it's
there?
Full of dead people.
Yes.
That log, I'm going to start piling up.
Oh, I think at this point we can safely, nicely get rid of them.
Backpacks and what?
I like log. How I like how Grena put that. We're just gonna, which is code word for roll them into a ditch.
The good part of me is like we probably should bury them and put them to rest, but the practical part of me is like, I'm not gonna go very far on foot unless somebody uses me as a backpack.
Yeah, well, you got a couple of lawful good holy men with you, so we are definitely not rolling them into a ditch.
Yeah, that's
what Kel would be if you be willing just to do a pyre, but yeah, definitely not just leaving them.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Dwarf, can you excavate?
Yeah, I guess we better get on that.
Quick note: I put a question in the chat. It's just a rules mechanics. It's for players, not really for the DM. On guys, how you want to divvy up treasure, if you want to chat that over there instead of taking game time.
Yeah, where'd you put that?
Don't want to fight.
In the chat for the room.
No fighting to the death? Come on.
I'm opening up commentary.
Kinder gets it all.
Party treasure. Because Albie found some money and we don't know he found the money, and I'm cool with that. I'm not, you know, out of character. I wouldn't know he has it, so I'm not going to push that.
Well, as you all are contemplating this, I need every one of you to make a perception check.
This is why I didn't want to have that discussion. You got to check the chats, guys. I put quality stuff over there.
I see nothing. I perceive nothing.
Okay, this is very. Okay, this is very.
I'm not sure if I perceive that I'm alive.
Okay, so while Kellex is actually working on Melda, and Grena is extracting herself from the bushes, Kiffy, Tobias, Yarn, and Timble notice that through the mist, through this fog, this morning fog, you notice that there is some sort of movement through the fog. And as you see it, it looks very familiar to you as what you saw on the battlefield just the day before, as this mist seems to make its way, and it's making its way as Tobias retrieves his hoo pack. And it just...
He's a witch! We must burn the witch!
You see these misty figures or misty blobs just are absorbed as soon as they get to Tobias.
On my perception check, yes. Out of that roll,
yes.
How are they coming up to me? Are they like dissipating when they hit me or like on my feet, or are they going into my hoopack?
Make a intelligence check.
Can't I go off that awesome perception score? Anyway.
Yeah, you did have a pretty good. Yeah, I mean that was a 14.
Would this be intel? Will this be intelligence or wisdom?
Maybe Albert wisdom. Einstein. Yeah, let's Albert Einstein, give me yeah. give me a wisdom instead. You're not really too sure. You just realize that when they get close enough to you, it just seems that they just kind of dissipate into and around you. And it's, like I said, you don't feel anything. You don't register any change, either temperature or force or anything. It's just that they just move towards you. They get close, and then they dissipate.
Is there any sense of foreboding when they come to me? Because, you know, I'm super fear-sensitive or anti-fear-sensitive, for lack of a better term.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a sense of mystery. And the others who are around you are watching this and are a little concerned. Because it seems so unnatural to them.
I'm telling you guys, there are missing stars up there, and the gods are afoot. And that's my statement on that.
That's a statement.
So, okay. Does insanity run in your family or gallop?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that?
Melinda said your clan ain't right.
Well,
questionable motives. Okay, so the end result was all in total, you were able to find 50 gold and 75 silver. Like I said, you find at least 2 days' worth of rations per person, so you all have plenty of food. And you also do find a map case and and inside that map case you see a map of the region. It shows you where the matter of fact, let me bring up the map for you all so you can I can kind of give you an idea of what we're looking at.
While you're bringing that up, does that 50 gold, 20 silver include what
yes.
Glenn's character found?
Yes.
So while you're looking that up, party players, you know, to me, that means we've got 40 gold and 10 silver. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
he's got that. Does that make sense what I said? Everybody get that? Everybody
yeah,
cool with
I
that?
Get it. Yeah.
Because we have some lawful good characters, and then we have a questionable character. We all know the questionable character.
Yeah, that's
Ed.
Okay.
Actually, hey, Ed, where did you say you were putting some of that chat? Because I'm not finding it.
There's a little chat window up in the top of Discord over the screens. If you click it, it'll pop up the chat. You'll see that I posted the picture from Labyrinth. And
I said, saw that, but I'm just trying to find out where
it... I don't find that at all.
I had it up, and now I can't find it. Not game discussion. Oh, Princess Celine chat? Nope, it's not in there either.
It's a game room. Yeah, hover over the game room title. You should see the icons pop up.
I see it. Okay.
Mr. Telephonic support there.
Yeah, that's right, man. I got years of walking boomers through shit. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, so Albie said he's tossing it into the pot, but if you didn't have to, I mean, in the end, it kind of works out that it's equal. If you kept your share, then it's, well, he'd get a bigger share. So 50 gold. So that's 10 gold pieces and 4 silver for everybody. I'm sorry. We have 6 characters. So.
Okay. Somebody keeping a list?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Okay.
We'll bust it out later.
Okay, so what you're able to see on this map, it looks as though they have drawn on it to a point where they can actually show you where the front is and the extent of the invasion. And there's also a document in that map case, outlining a very disturbing piece of news, is that the Margrave himself, the leader of Bissell, has actually been captured by the Ket. This is kind of sobering news to Kel and
Grinna.
So
we're in a tight spot.
Yeah.
Are you displaying a map?
I am.
Because we don't have an update.
I'm sorry. Let's see. Well, the map is. Let me. Hold on. Let me kind of show it to you. Well, gosh, where's my map? Hold on. And I shall move it. I think this works. It may or may not. I know that in the stream, the map is up. But I will.
Looking at the map, I don't see any indicators other than the normal map.
Right. I'm gonna draw it out for you.
Okay.
So you can see that the Thornward province, the Barony, Skaglia up here, all of these right now are in the hands of the Ket. So you, for those folks, it's the very northern part of Bissell. The Barony of Bandalar, which you guys were heading towards, the city of Damask, is actually being assaulted. So they're under siege, which kind of places you guys in kind of a rock and a hard place. So that's about it.
We're headed southeast.
Nope, can't leave troops.
Southeast,
it is.
So I'm going to look at everybody and says, I believe that we need to get this information to our superiors, and I look at Grinna. We definitely need to get any wounded back to somewhere safe. Where are we at? I mean, I guess I didn't get to see the map, so I'm just trying to figure out exactly where we're at, where I have a feeling where we might be at.
Let me see if I can add this map really, really careful or close to you guys so you can kind of get a general idea. I'm sorry. Usually with the maps, hold on a minute. Let's see. Yes. That'll work. Okay. I am going to drop that into... I don't think I can drop it into that, can I?
You can drop it into the chat on Discord.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to drop it into the game discussion. I think that's where we're at. Why not? Sure.
And for those playing along at home, that was the area he just blocked off. I saw him block it off, so... I'm making an intelligence check, and I'll explain why. I want to fail it.
Okay.
That even makes me more worried.
Okay. So we should be good.
What, did that intelligence check go through?
Ooh, that was painful. What sort of intelligence check was that? A lack of intelligence check?
Well, so Toby's sitting there thinking, and he says, the Margrave, I have an Aunt Lynn Redgrave, and I think they might be related. We got to go help and save them.
As you say this in front of your companions.
My colleague.
Yes.
Yep.
As you gauge their reactions.
Punt.
You guys have never heard of Lynn Redgrave? She's really hot.
You give gnomes a bad name.
Hey, Brian, did you say you posted the map on the chat?
I believe I did.
Didn't pop over.
Did it not get through?
I don't see it.
It's in the game discussion channel.
Ah, yep. Okay.
Somewhere else.
Something completely different.
Some other place. Yeah, so as you're looking at the map, if you bring it up, like I said, the Thornward province, the Barony of Scalia are right now in the hands. Damask is under assault. You all are kind of in the center there. You're in the still in the barony of Daunt, but you're almost to the Bandalar border. So you have options. You can always turn back, but you're not really too sure what's happening in Thuar now. You just know that Damask is probably not the best place to go, but unless you want to fight, then that might be the place to go.
And Brian, I'm sorry, I just found the map. So where are we kind of located right now?
Okay, so if you see the city of Damask,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you are a little bit to the west of it, right along that border with the Barony of Daunt and Bandalar. You're like almost right there.
And does Grinner or myself know exactly where a safe haven for us could be? So, or at least we know where we could report, get the wounded to the where they need to, and then report.
You're thinking probably the best place would be True Light, which is in the Barony of Nightwatch.
I would say we need to avoid the roads.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Right now, say that's the beautiful thing about the northern Bissell. It is open plain, so you could pretty much just go off road. You do have at least you have one cart, two horses. It's completely possible. It will take you a little bit longer to get to True Light, but at least you know that it will not. It's taking you away from the front.
I think that's our best choice, guys.
Yeah. Because if the roads are this busy, and we need to get this information there as quickly as possible, staying on the road and running into people is not going to help the kind of case.
I don't care about the information.
You don't. I do. Paul went.
I'm all about helping Limerick in any way I can.
Do you like fire? I like fire. I like flaming, though.
Wow.
O'Kell looks at Toby and said, well, this is a good way of helping here, getting the information to the right people and determining what's our next move and also ensuring that the, you know, we get some of the wounded, if we still got any wounded left, or they have one, at least one, to get them to safety.
Right.
Well, so we are.
I know you guys don't follow some of us. You don't fall under the same purview as you know the sergeant here and I, but this is what we need to do.
What's okay, that? Of course.
Okay, so
I'd
you're
like to have
so
one part.
Okay, so you're gonna take time to bury you have four corpses, so you're gonna take time to bury them. That will probably take you at least a couple of hours to get everything all that done, which will put you about mid morning. That will also give anybody else who needs to take short rests, you know, they can go ahead and try to, you know, if they're not helping bury the dead, that might not be a bad thing. I don't know what are you all doing with the cat bodies? You just leaving them out?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering how cold and heartless you really were. No, but okay.
No, they're going in the pit with everybody. We got no time for
shenanigans.
No time for any special ceremonies for them, but we're not just going to leave them laying out.
Okay. That's
good. Decent.
Glenn, you had a hand up.
Okay, do we have one serviceable cart?
One serviceable cart.
Okay, we have one serviceable animal or two?
Two.
Okay. How many people survived on the second cart?
You have one Teamster.
Teamster.
One Teamster.
I'm following. Together to pull that cart, salvage anything you can from the wrecked cart. We need to get this moving. We are on a on the front of the war. It's not static. It's moving. We need to be moving. While I understand the bodies need to be dealt with, we need to do it in a very expedited way.
Then we can do it by a pyre.
Yeah.
No one's gonna notice any smoke because we're obviously near a battlefield. They'll just assume it's part of the war.
And those of you who care about that sort of thing, perhaps you can start working on that and getting the fire going. The rest of us are getting the cart stuff that we need.
Guys, internment, shallow grave. I hate to say it, shallow grave covered by rocks. Let's do that. It shouldn't take us that long. Fire is a bad idea at this point.
Yes, I agree.
That's not fair. Russ automatically gets two votes.
No. You've been listening to her all night.
Hey, I'm really good at digging holes, so let's get on with it.
Diggy hole. Well,
I think they're coming to Denver, though, Scott.
Yeah. While they're digging the hole, I'm going to look through that note they said about the Margrave again.
Okay.
Is there any indication in there that where they may have taken her or?
Yeah, they have actually. You don't really see any more. Other information other than he was captured. You feel that most likely he's obviously behind enemy lines somewhere, but you're not really sure exactly the exact location.
Out of character question. I thought the Margrave was a female at this current stage.
Nope. No, the Margrave is Laringrin. I'm trying to remember what it is.
Gotcha. It was just a reference. So.
Cool. It's cool.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing. Who was captured?
The regent, the leader of the March of Bissell.
Okay.
The Margrave. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hereditary. It's a title.
Yep. So it's a title.
King. Yeah.
Yep.
Also, is this like an official proclamation or is this like a broadsheet kind of thing?
It's a broadsheet. It's just, just information that was passed down through the ranks. Yeah. Really more or less to bolster Kett soldiers to push forward and try to finish this. It's a morale boost for them and kind of a true letdown for Kel and Grenna. So it's a little bit of a sad and sad news. Yeah. Okay.
And then last piece for this, I'm gathering information on how we're set up here. Are we garbed with any type of tunic or anything that identifies us as part of the Bissell Second Corps?
Yes.
Or the Second Company?
Yeah. The only person who is not would be Kiffy. Kiffy is actually a visiting. Trying to think what it would. There's probably a better word for it. Trying to remember.
Mercenary?
No. I wasn't really thinking mercenary. I was thinking more like a liaison from his homelands to observe what is actually happening in Bissell to see if he is able to sway his countrymen to join the fight. So he's kind of an emissary.
I was trying to gauge where I am with character. Hey guys, as we're burying these, so this is I'm kind of on the borderline. So I'm coming up with an idea. We should probably take their uniforms if we're going into that territory, so we can hide and disguise ourselves. At some point, we're burying them. Why bury them in clothes that will help hide them?
Don't think it'll fit. Just saying.
We can cut them down, so.
Yeah, I'm going to nope out on that.
If nothing else, we could have a couple people wearing them and we could be their prisoners, a la Chewbacca kind of thing. That's kind of, I'm just saying that as a plan. And then I'm going to take a drink and say my drunken wisdom has spoken. So at least Toby's trying to fashion a garb out of their uniform, at least one uniform.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, there was one uniform that was so badly burnt that it would be unserviceable, almost unusable. So yeah, that's at least you have that. That is a possibility. Okay, so yeah, you were able to find easy location to bury them off the road, both your soldiers and the cat. It only takes you just probably about a good solid hour to do a shallow grave for everyone, a shallow pit. Some of them, other people are gathering stones and large rocks to place upon to mark the burial site. And both Kiffy and Kel, once everything is done, using their religious knowledge, say a parting prayer for those who had passed and who you had tried your hardest to do right by. As all this is going on, you can see that there are some of your party who are eager to get going, and yep. And you're able to clean out the cart as best you can. You're able to transport Melda to the cart, and you all start making your way southeast towards the city of True Light.
Whatever outfit I finish, I'm wearing that.
Okay. 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 So
you're wearing a cat uniform.
Sure.
Do you notice the sleight of hand roll?
I did see that.
The map, I have tucked it away if that succeeds.
Let's see. Who was holding the map? I think it was...
Toby only had the broadsheet.
Okay.
Probably me, because I mentioned it about taking this information
okay.
to the superiors.
Yeah.
The broadsheet... I want that too.
I want that too. I want all the things. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably not that big of a deal. Like I said, as most of you all were pitching in and helping to bury the dead, getting these items and storing them away for safekeeping was probably, one thing that was definitely on Timble's mind. And so it was easy for you to package those away. And it wasn't like they were going to be missed too much. The news was spread, and it's always good to make sure that you keep your maps and stuff. Okay.
If you remember in the backstory, I was hired by someone.
Yes, you were actually hired by Lady Ilya, who is the wife of the Margrave.
Correct.
Yes.
Since the teamster is got the horses in tandem with the wagon.
Yep, which will help you with the speed and the ability to go a little bit further. Between rest breaks for the horses. Yeah. Yep, that's good.
I will also tell the teamster that he needs to make this, do any little repairs that he can to get this thing going and make sure that it's very solid. We will be making speed south.
Okay. He takes some time to go through what was left of the other cart and find like the metal fittings, some of the spokes for the wheels. He's able to replace or take those in case that you have a break along the pathway that you're taking, because you're going over land. You're not on an actual a cut road, so it may be a little bit harder on the cart, but with all these extra replacement parts, he feels very confident that you will be able to make good time and not have a substantial break. Okay.
Yeah, I get very impatient once he's done. If they have not finished with their rites, I'll be pushing everyone, being a little badger, saying, we've got to go. Okay. And start pushing people towards the wagons.
Right. Yes, as they finish up, everyone either piles into the wagon, or most everybody piles into the wagon, and the wagon starts making its way towards the southeast and to closer and closer to the barony of Nightwatch. So as you go along this pathway through these fields, these open prairie land, in the distance far to the north, you can see dark clouds, not actual weather clouds, but just rising smoke of burning farms and villages that dot their way across the northern part of the march. You continue sort of just in your mind, you keep playing back the events of the last couple of days. And always in the back of your mind, you remember the strange occurrence of the strange gnome-like character from a different world. And Toby, you yourself are still just questioning what is happening and why do you feel that you kind of almost feel targeted by something. There's something that is just gnawing at the back of your mind thinking, okay, this never happened at home. Why? What is so special about here?
Well, no, I've already figured it out. The stars didn't look right. I think I've fallen through the stars. And, you know, right now, my stars that are represented in the world are present in this world. So I've got it all figured out. I've got the whole Dragonlance lore to play that beings come through the sky and things like that. You know, the gods come down, and I think I've been placed here.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not focusing on the witch's staff or anything like that. I'm just doing my thing. I don't even think that by my roles earlier is in question. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you continue.
And for the record, I am pointing out to the Teamster better ways to handle the horse, since I had two successful roles. I think I know how to handle horses better than he does.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he will take your notifications under advisement.
Must invent duct tape.
Yeah.
So what was that? Duct tape?
Must invent duct tape.
Must invent. Yes, you travel throughout the morning, and when you finally get to high noon, you come to what you can only imagine is some sort of it's the field is the prairie before you is dotted with a single building. And it looks to be like a very small, it looks to be like a waypoint or maybe some sort of a marker. But it's a building. It's very strange looking.
Can you describe it?
It's probably, it looks to be like a small house, but there doesn't seem to be any windows and there is a door.
Is there no sign or anything indicating what it might be?
No.
Hey, Toby, what's inside?
Got me doing math over here. What's inside? Toby goes like this and says, I don't know.
Well, go find out.
I'm not the thief. I'm over here drinking, communing with myself because I'm a drunk. I'm working towards drunken master for monk.
Okay. Well, take your drunken ass and load your side of the building.
I think that sounds like a job for. I think that sounds like a job for Tippy Man. Or Timble. What? Timble, sorry, Timble, wrong key. Timble.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a door. It needs to be opened.
Ah. He gets two votes. That's not fair.
Okay, so you approach this strange building with its strange roof that looks as though it is the entire structure looks as though it's made of stone. And even the roof looks like it would almost be considered a small tower in a way. But it's just really alien looking to the, I mean, it's just so strange that it would be out here in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. What now I do, of- have, I do, I am asking, is this anything that is like a structure that would be from Kryn?
No, not really. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, what would you like to do? I mean, you're kind of parked out front of it. Kind of looking at it. Is there anybody who wants to do something?
Kel's more than happy to go up to the door and knock on it and say, "Ho inside."
Before okay. you do that, were there any heels thrown down earlier before we get into combat again? Because
yeah, some of you got beaten a little bit.
Yeah, I got one spell.
How long do we travel for? Were we able to get like a short rest in?
Yeah, you would have been able to travel for 4 hours.
So that's a short.
Yeah, that's a short.
Okay.
So out of a short rest, I'm down 4 hit points out of 9. So I got 5 out of 9.
Okay, that's good. All right.
So if somebody wants to dump one at me, that'd be good.
Why did that?
Because I for some reason I just tend to be an aeromag.
They like you.
D&D Beyond just blew up when I tried to do the
Oh no. Rest. Oh no. Did it die?
Sure. Yep, D&D Beyond's down again.
Oh no. Oh no. D&D Beyond, why? Why have you forsaken us? Oh yeah.
I got a 504 gateway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I just lost it now too.
That's not good. What? Ouch.
Well, one could argue that this is the stopping point, right? Getting ready to go into this building, right?
It's probably good. Not a bad place to stop. I hate it. I hate that it happened this way because I had some interesting fun stuff, but we can always pick it up.
Yep. And this is our opportunity on a live stream to openly criticize Wizards of the Coast because that is a fashionable thing to do right now. So
let the bashing begin.
I'm going to use my Kinder taunt and Matt Watson. So OGL baby.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm really, really kind of pleased at how well the stream actually went. I mean, we had a couple little hiccups and stuff. I do have to go back through and make sure that I can show you guys the map with regards to the Roll 20 as well. So I'll work on that. I'm going to add music to the beginning.